Access denied. Access denied. Access denied. Access granted.
There's a philosophy that says 85% of the people on the planet are followers. 10% of the people on the planet are creators or leaders. And 5% of the people are observers. So when you got 85% of the people who are willing to follow, the 10% who are able to create something are going to capitalize off of that, and the 5% are usually the ones who are assassinated or shunned or discredited because they can see everything that's going on. And they would ruin it all for the 10%. So the reason why it's so easy to do that is because people are willing to be led.
Caught an 8, Benji caught a 5. It's crazy right now cause I just made a play on I-85. I'm beating her back, then I bust on her spine. I'm beating the pack, get it back every time. I fell in love with the stick at my Valentine. I'm sending bullets like Matt Ryan. Mama told me not to be in the streets. She said, look what happened to your big brother. Burgundy rag, I can't change on my brother. I fuck on that bitch and pass it to my brother. These nigga lame, they change over pussy. You reach for a chain, put that thing on that pussy. Me and the gang got the brand from your bitch and you claiming that pussy. I'm in the streets, I ain't taking L's. Play with the gang and we selling them shells. I had to fight older niggas, that shit wasn't fair, but I can't back down. Money on the floor, don't act scared now. Money on his head, don't act scared now. I ain't been happy in a while. Money make me smile. Looney caught an 8. Benji caught a 5. It's crazy right now cause I just made a play on I-85. I'm beating her back, then I bust on her spine. I'm beating the pack, get it back every time. I fell in love with the stick at my Valentine. I'm sending bullets like Matt Ryan. Mama told me not to be in the streets. She said, look what happened to your big brother. Burgundy rag, I can't change on my brother. I fuck on that bitch and pass it to my brother. These nigga lame, they change over pussy. You reach for a chain, put that thing on that pussy. Me and the gang got the brand from your bitch and you claiming that pussy. I'm in the streets, I ain't taking L's. Play with the gang and we selling them shells. I had to fight older niggas, that shit wasn't fair, but I can't back down. Money on the floor, don't act scared now. Money on his head, don't act scared now. I ain't been happy in a while. Money make me smile.
Did you see what? Did you see what I am? Did you see what I am? Yeah. Did you see what I done? Came in a black Benz, left in a white one. I'm just a hoodlum, I came in my bones. Some niggas wanna try something. Did you see what I done? Came in a black Benz, left in a white one. I'm just a hoodlum, I came with a bone, some niggas wanna try that.
Came looking like a ganja farmer. Did daddy better hide his daughter. Shake her bunda just like a torta. Splash her bunda with holy water. Liquor spice for the winter season. Your chicken is a liquor season. Yeah. Did you see what he did? The black Benz turned white and they can't believe it. Make them repeat it. That's some new shit. They've never seen it. You should feel it. Meet and greet it. I'll be a genius if I didn't think with my penis. Get them thinking I'm awesome. Man them approach with caution. True say we came with a bun sam, but true say we came for the bun. That's some round thing that I can put my paws on.
Did you see what I done? Came in a black Benz, left in the white one. I'm just a hoodlum, I came with my bones, some niggas wanna try something. Did you see what I done? Came in a black Benz, left in the white one. I'm just a hoodlum, I came with the bones, some niggas wanna try something.
Came smelling like I robbed a 9 bar. Looking for the baddest diva. Hold up, let me analyze her. Body looking like a hypnotizer. Come let me try some, so you can climb on. Oh, you're a shy one, who you tryna hide from? Baby, jump in a black ride and put your friend in a white one. I'm a Benzel addict, pulled up in traffic. Me and my friends switch cars and they look like magic. They never seen such a skinny man in a big puffer jacket. That's unfamiliar. Came looking like a bodybuilder. Out here it's windy and I don't wonder I'm into you now. Don't you wanna see the interior?
you see what I done? Came in the black Benz, left in the white one. I'm just a hoodlum, I came with my bones, and my niggas wanna try some. Did you see what I done? Came in the black Benz, left in the white one. I'm just a hoodlum, I came with the bones, and my niggas wanna try some. Left in the white one. I'm just a hoodlum, I came with my bones, and my niggas wanna try something. Did you see what I done? Came in the black Benz, left in the white one. I'm just a hoodlum, I came with the bones, and my niggas wanna try something.
Yes, sir, Ski! You already know the deal, you know what this is. If you didn't know, let me be the first to tell you, this is Family Time with Uncle Sean Don P. I am, of course, your highly favored, your blessed, your hostess with the absolute mostest. And if you did not hear any intro, please let my baby girl tell you one more time. I am
Uncle
Sean Don P. Sir, and yes, ma'am, thank you so much for joining me. First off, I want to start by saying welcome to all my first time and all my last time listeners. Usually how I start this thing, I started by telling you how your uncle's doing, man. What's going on in my neck of the woods? And then I get to everything. I get to the shits, man. I get to everything that's been going on this week in news, entertainment, sports, music, and everything that's been going up and down your timeline. We gonna talk about it. We're going to discuss it. We're going to break it down. But before I get to that, man, I always got to start it like this, man. I always got to come in here and just tell you what's on my mind, what I've been thinking this week. And this week, man, I've been thinking about some shit, man. I've been thinking about hating as friends. Hating as friends, man. I have seen a lot of hating ass friends stop people from finding their soulmate, from finding happiness, from finding peace. And I just want to just put this out there. Don't be a hater, man. If you out and you see your girl, your girlfriend getting hit on, it's girls night, y'all went out, get drinks, go dance, kick it with each other, I get it. The plan is to go out together, come back together, I get it. But if your girlfriend is getting hit on, don't be that hating ass friend that said, nigga, she don't want you, nigga, get out of here, nigga. Don't be the hating friend. Like, if your girl is feeling emotion, if your girl isn't tugging on you like, yo, get me out of here, this nigga creepy, don't cock block. Don't be a hating ass. Don't be that friend that wanna hate because she don't ever get flirted with. And this goes for guys too, fam. If you out with your boys and you just kicking it or whatever, this should already be just ingrained in the DNA of every man. If your man is getting some motion, don't go over there and be like, hey bro, you got that $500 you owe me? Don't be like, hey bro, ain't those my shoes? Man, he crazy, man. He always be wearing my shoes and stuff. Just like my little brother. What's good? What's good? Don't do that, bro. Don't be that guy. Don't be that girl. Don't be that hating ass friend that see your friend got something going on and you want to be the buzzkill. You want to be the person to just destroy that. I've seen it so many times. I've seen females set their friend up for failure because they don't want to see their friend happy. They want to just they want their friend to, like, they're miserable in their life, so they want their friend to basically join them in their misery. They want to have a pity party together, so they're gonna try their best to bring you down to their level. They're gonna discourage you from going after your dreams, going after your goals and shit like that. They're gonna be like, man, that's a dumb idea. I don't think you could do that. I don't think you should do that. That's kind of stupid. That's kind of silly, girl. Like, don't be that hating ass friend. And this just goes for all aspects of life. Because I have literally seen people talk people out of meeting their soulmate. Like, they're perfect for each other. They're compatible. They click. The sexual chemistry is there. And they'll take the advice of their friend. Like, nah, he ain't shit. He ain't all that. Da-da-da-da-da. And friends have such a powerful, just a powerful, like, pull on a lot of people where they can just be like, nah, don't do that. Nah, that's not what's good for you. And people really put trust and faith in their friends to really have their back. So please don't be a hating ass friend. Really look out for your friends. And just don't be a hating ass friend, man. I just wanted to get that off because I felt some people really needed to hear that message. Because there's a lot of hating ass bitches, hating ass niggas out here who block blessings. Like, say you're going through a situation and your man's got a girl, and this could be the greatest girl for him in the world. She faithful, she cook for him, she makes sure he get to work on time, he taking care of his kids, his family, his mom, calling his mom, saying, you calling your mom, you calling your sister, you talking to your brother, did you pay this bill? And here comes this hating ass friend like, nah, man, I think I seen her at a club last night with some other dude. Or like, nah, bro, she tried to flirt with me. And really, in reality, she never tried. Like, I've seen it all, man. Hate comes in all shapes and sizes, man. Just be cautious. Be aware. You know what I'm saying? Don't let other people who don't have the best interest of you, you know what I'm saying, dictate things in your life. You know what I'm saying? Take control. All that good shit, man. But we got a lot of shit to talk about, man. I'm doing fucking phenomenal. I am still working 24 hours around the clock. I am still out here, man. Next week, we will be back in studio. Hopefully, we can get some better better audio quality than that we got right now. But we making it do with what it do. But we got a lot of shit to talk about, man, this week. A lot of shit has been going on. And I love y'all, man. Thank you for joining me. This is episode 140. Episode 141, I believe. No. See, it seems like these 140s have been going on forever. This is episode 142. Of this shit we be doing all the time, man. Thank you for joining us. But we got some shit to get to, man. Let's get to it. Breaking news, man. The Bodega Boys break up. And every day I wake up, man, the news is unfortunately true. I am here to report on some of the most iconic, legendary dudes ever to do it in this podcast game, in this entertainment game, and it's just talking game, man. The Bodega Boys have broken up. Those of you who may not know the Bodega Boys, Desus and Mero, they started as a podcast a couple years ago. They were on guest appearances like Charlamagne and Friends. They were on Guy Code on MTV. They was hustling in New York, man. It's just two dudes from the Bronx, just with a difference of opinions, and they just found a way to get out the hood and voice their opinion and voice their thoughts, and their thoughts on the world were so just different than everything that was out there, and they took the world by storm. They had a podcast, the Bodega Boys. Then they took their show to Viceland, and then from Viceland they took their show to huge network. They took their show to Showtime, and man, unfortunately I have to report that they are breaking up. The news was swirling all around my timeline, and this is personal to me because I don't even want to say I'm a day one fan. I'm more like a day two or three fan, because ever since I started to listen to their podcast, ever since I started to watch them on Viceland, like, I've been addicted to everything they do. They share a lot of the same opinions I share. They care more about finding the funny in any situation. And I appreciate that, because it's hard to look at all the fucked up shit that happens in the world and try and make light of it, try and make a joke out of it. And that's really what comedians do. That's really what I feel like people who speak on a daily basis, who are going through these airways or on TV, they should find the positive, the funny and shit, because there's so much serious shit going on out here. These dudes just always, you know, found the time and found a way to make me personally laugh. So before I even get to this story, I just want to say thank you to the Bodega Boys, Desus and Mero, for just fucking years of laughs and just being y'all, man, being authentically yourself, being two ghetto hood ass dudes from the Bronx. Just, you know what I'm saying, I appreciate that shit. But this week Showtime has revealed the show would be ending following a series of posts from the Kid Mero and Desus Nice. Mero revealed that he would no longer be working with Desus in a post on Reddit, prompting his former co-host to confirm the disillusion of the brand. Fans remain in the dark regarding what may have caused, you know, the split, because basically Desus tweeted this: "The Hive deserved better than this ending. Reddit can slander my name, but when the truth comes out, actually, just wait." He followed that tweet up with, "Bodega Hive, you really think I abandoned y'all? The art is coming back. Please believe in me. I love y'all." And that kind of left me like mad confused. Mero basically got on Reddit and basically responded to some Redditors like, "Yo, bruh, you know what I'm saying? It was fun, all that shit." But then more news came out, and according to a report from Puck News, the issue that caused the comedic duo to part ways was their management. Five sources with direct knowledge of the situation revealed that Showtime dismissed their longtime manager, Victor Lopez, in November. And if some of you who know Victor or don't know Victor, if you go on YouTube right now, go to Desus and Mero Bodega Boys podcast, you'll see Victor. He's a curly head Hispanic. We all have grown to know and love him as a reoccurring character on their podcast. And we fucking love Victor, man. Like, Victor's been that man. He's been that dude. He's just been a support. He's just been a supporting character. And just, we've grown to love him. So just hearing this was just like, damn, like that's their man's, that's their guy. But sadly, it's saying in November, around the same time the Bodega Boys podcast ended. However, Desus and Mero apparently felt differently about the situation. The former sided with Showtime in their decision, while the latter remained loyal to Lopez, who had been accused of asshole behavior, including bullying, screaming, and generally making people on the show feel bad. It's saying shortly after the podcast ended, Mero reportedly left their lawyer and agent prior to his contract with WME. Additionally, the two were apparently not speaking terms during last week's MLB All-Star Game Celebrity Match at the MLB All-Star Celebrity Exhibition last weekend. Desus and Mero arrived and participated in activities separately, according to this Puck article. It's just super unfortunate. I'm praying, I'm hoping that eventually we'll get a Desus and Mero reunion. Hopefully they just, I don't know how this is going to be, I don't know how this is going to be fixed, to be honest, because to me, it's always been Desus, Mero, and Victor. You know what I'm saying? It's, then they added Julia to the, man, it just sucks, man, because on top of my very favorite podcast, the Joe Budden podcast, breaking up, some shit I never thought would happen, going through that, Joe continuing his podcast with his longtime friends Ice and Ish and Rory and Maul, basically starting their own podcast. I still listen to both because to me they was this one and the same. Like, I listen to Joe, then I listen to Rory and Maul, and then now I don't know how this is going to be, especially at the level that Deez and Samero were, to have like the first late night talk show on Showtime. Just to have every guest imaginable, like every guest. They had Joe Biden, they had Barack Obama, they had every musical artist you could think of, they had every athlete you could think of, they had every comedian, every actor. Like, the show was something really, really, really beautiful that I was praying would go on for a much, much longer run. But unfortunately, the Bodega Boys, as of right now, are no longer, and our heart breaks. But just prayers to everyone involved, man. Just love, man. Just I'm just appreciative of just the content they've given us, the content we can go back and listen to. But from what I'm seeing, man, money and just power, and I'm guessing it changes a lot, man. You never know. You never know, man, until it happens. You never fucking know. In other news, man, I came in here last week and reported on Kodak Black, who was reported to be arrested. He was pulled over while riding through his hometown of Broward County, Florida. And he was arrested with a large amount of oxycodone pills, and I think like 75K on him. And I came in here, I want to apologize to Kodak. I came in here and was like, again, oh my fucking God, Kodak hasn't learned from his mistakes. He's just getting trapped in this vicious cycle of just breaking the law and going to jail and getting out and possibly never getting it. Like, it was, to me, it was like, oh my God, here we go again. So I apologize, because I was 1,000% wrong. His lawyer came out, and he came out himself in a freestyle himself. I think it was called, I kind of want to play a little snippet of it, but basically came out and said, like, yo, like, I just got shot like a couple months ago. These pills are prescribed to me, and these are the pills that a doctor would prescribe when you do get in that type of injury, when you do get shot. He was released, and now it's being said that Kodak Black has been ordered to house arrest and drug testing. The attorney also referenced Kodak being shot a few months ago. But yes, he is going to be placed on house arrest, and he's going to be apparently drug tested. And he's going to have to do his regular check-ins with his probation officer. He's not going to be able to leave for like party studio sessions. He's going to only be able to leave when he has a scheduled show, and he checks in with his probation officer and makes sure it's okay. So they're tightening the grip on Kodak. But I do want to apologize to Kodak for just assuming he was on some bullshit. Honestly, bro, it's looking like Kodak is learning his lesson from all the times he's been arrested. He's been seen on Instagram and everywhere thanking Donald Trump for pardoning him and a lot more shit. And speaking of, while I'm on the subject, speaking of Donald Trump pardoning people and getting people off, the baby is back in headlines for nothing really crazy. He's just speaking on some shit that he believes. The baby's been in headlines because he's admitting his support for Donald Trump after Kodak Black pardon. Basically, he was quoted saying, "Trump is a gangster." He was quoted saying, "Do I fuck with Trump now? Hell yeah." He was asked by the host of some podcast about his opinions on the former president, Basically, when asked what made him come around on Trump, DaBaby explained, "Trump is a gangster. He let Kodak out." He also added he would consider being a campaign partner for Trump as well. Trump commuted Kodak Black's sentence after the rapper was charged with firearm possession case in 2020. Since then, like I told you, Kodak has been, you know, going crazy, supporting Donald Trump and shit like that. But DaBaby was on I think it was the Full Send podcast, where, you know, he was just talking about a whole bunch of stuff. He even mentioned that he had a Burger King meal that was about to drop, but then you know, the whole drama that he got in at the Rolling Loud concert, I think they you know, pulled that back. But yeah, man, DaBaby was right there on some, on, man, that had to suck to lose that shit, to have a whole, and basically on the podcast he basically explained, like, yo, like, they were finna give me my own meal. They didn't even want it to be called the baby meal. They wanted it to be called the Jonathan Kirk meal, because they wanted it to be real meat, real lettuce, real tomatoes, everything real. And DaBaby is a real rapper and a real person, and this meal is the realest of the real, even though all of our burgers are processed and whatever. None of my business. But yeah, man, Trump is coming back, man. I don't know if y'all know, like, I think the election season is in November, so I just want all you people out there to gear up for one of the craziest election cycles we have ever seen, bro. Because I cannot wait to just sit back with my popcorn and watch Big Trumpito do his shit, man. Big T is about to turn it up. I don't know what's going to happen in the States. I'm overseas currently, and just watching all the madness that has been transpiring in the States, it makes me not want to go back. Makes me want to kick it over here for the next couple years and just let y'all handle whatever the fuck is going on in the U.S. Because the U.S. is finna be on some shit. I see it coming now. I see more tragedies coming. I see more hate crimes coming. I just see a lot of bad shit, and I'm praying for it not to happen. But listen, man, if the last couple of years before this, if 2020 was any indication of what 2023 to 2024 is going to be like, buckle the fuck up. All right, man. In other news, Big Draco is back at it again, man. We haven't talked about this man in a long time, but Soulja Boy, tell him, is back in headlines, man. And not for the best shit either, man. He's not dropping another video game system. He's not talking about Drake. He's not doing that, man. Soulja Boy is getting his ass peppered the fuck down. No, he did not swallow hot sauce. For those of you who don't know, Charleston White is, I would say he's somewhat of a rebel without a cause. He's somewhat of an activist. He's somewhat of a, just a person with a strong opinion. Charleston White is somewhat a street gangster, somewhat of just a stand-up dude, I would say, some would say. Charleston White is just someone who stands his ground. He believes in what he believes, and he says what he says, and he, for the most part, from what I've seen, he stands on what the fuck he be saying, because he be saying, yo, you rappers, you niggas in the street, leave me the fuck alone, don't come up to me, I keep pepper spray on me, I keep a bulletproof vest on me, I keep that thing on me, leave me the fuck alone. He be saying this, and he be talking mad shit. He be speaking on the dead. He said shit. Let me see if I can find just a clip of shit Charleston White has said.
Be a gangbanger. Death to all Crips and Bloods. Death to all GDs and BDs. May they all die like King Von. May they all die like Drakeo the Ruler. May they all die like Nipsey Hussle in vain. Be a gangbanger.
I'm not gonna lie. This is one of the craziest shits I've ever seen in life. Now, For those of you who are watching this clip, Charleston White is standing in whatever location in his room with a bulletproof vest on. He's holding up a clip for which looks like a Draco. And he has a Trump 2024 sign behind him with, looks like behind him, Mad MAGA hats. And he said, death to all gangbangers, death to all Crips and Bloods, death to all GDs, BDs. May they all die like King Von, Nipsey Hussle, etc., etc., in vain. Now, that sounds fucking nuts out of context. And this is who Charleston White is. He says a lot of things and people take clips of it and it's out of context. He says crazy shit like this. And of course, people don't agree with it. They have a huge dislike and distaste and disdain for it. Rightfully so. But he stands on it. He goes outside and he lives that way. You know what I'm saying? If you speak like that, someone is going to approach you and have something to say about it. And something that he said about Soulja Boy, that Soulja Boy did not, he did not respect. He basically said, yo, Soulja Boy is not a gangster. Soulja Boy is a little boy, basically. Saying like, yo, I don't respect Soulja Boy because this, and that, and this, and whatever. Let me see if I can find a clip.
Soulja Boy spoke out on that after trouble passed. He said, you went out like hoes. My ops don't exist no more. So basically, to paraphrase it, kids, every rapper who has had something bad to say about Soulja Boy are no longer here.
I fuck Soulja Boy, nigga. Crunchy Black still was a punk. Yeah, Crunchy Black still real. Yeah, my nigga Country Black talk real bad about that nigga. Man, listen. I want to remind Soulja Boy, you ain't got motherfucking ops, nigga. And watch him, you. Remember, you was on your tiptoe, nigga. Remember, you was a tiptoeing, nigga ass, nigga. Yeah, nigga, you ain't got no motherfucking ops, nigga. Nothing about you was street.
So basically, Soulja Boy felt a way about that interview that Charleston White had on Say Cheese TV. Basically, he continued and basically said, like, yo, Trouble, Young Dolph, and all those other people are, like, people who left their footprints in the streets, and Soulja Boy can never be compared to them because Soulja Boy is known for, you know, making hits and making, you know, music that we all grew up on, basically, that he's not really a street nigga. That's basically what Charleston White said. Of course, Soulja Boy Big Draco was not feeling it. He seen Charleston White outside, and he said, you know what? Perfect opportunity to pull up on a nigga who was talking shit. And apparently, he got pepper sprayed by Charleston White. And Charleston White decided to go on Instagram Live and let us know what happened.
Soulja Boy hit him in the goddamn eye, put that eye out. I bet he closed his mouth now because that eye closed now. They wasn't gonna do me like that. You lying to me? Hell no. Nigga, I got some different kind of mace. I got some shit niggas ain't got. I ain't bullshit. It's in jail. Yeah. I'll let you see right there what it say. It say jail. You see that? Jail. Say it. Hey, it look like, say, you. Soulja Boy looked like somebody had been shooting orange comb all on his face. That boy had that gel was sticking on his face like comb. Yeah, like boy had skeeted all in his face. That nigga, he didn't know what to do. He was confused for 2 minutes. It was one nigga standing, one nigga had a gun. It was a big nigga saying that big nigga with that man. My partner said he was waiting for you to pull that gun, nigga. Y'all nigga was finna, y'all would go, y'all. We would go George Zimmerman, one of you niggas. You wouldn't go, y'all. We stand your ground.
Yeah, that's where I have to stop it for a second. This is where I don't agree with Charleston White sometimes. He says shit like you can't just say you're gonna George Zimmerman a nigga. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Y'all we stand your ground. Oh, they jumped out 12 rap niggas. One nigga was clutching a gun. Say, listen, that non-lethal mace is a bad motherfucker. Say, y'all, listen, I don't care how tough they were when they was coming to me. They could have been saying, say, listen, when we see him, then what we gonna do? Fuck that bitch-ass nigga. We gonna stomp him. We gonna fuck him. Yeah, I'm gonna put my dick in his mouth. Boy, when that mace hit their ass, them niggas went to oohing and aahing. These niggas ass. Say, boy, that unexpected surprise. See, most you niggas is prize fighters. I'm a surprise fighter. Yeah, most you niggas can. I'm talking about y'all prize fighters. I'm a surprise fighting motherfucker. Surprise! Surprise! Say, them niggas had to say, them niggas were frozen in time. That motherfucker did. Oh, man! Say, I'm finna go get me some white boy security. Hey, listen, they I ain't letting them get their lick back. They want their lick back now. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. 12 niggas? I'll whoop 12 niggas today, y'all. Me and this motherfucker right here. Me and this motherfucker. Me, I whoop 12 niggas ass, and they got right, they got to say, they turn around so peacefully. Hey, boy, they turn around so goddamn peacefully in order and in fashion. No, they didn't, they wasn't disrupted. Getting back, they had to get to the room.
Nah, I see. I'm not gonna lie. Charleston was definitely in the right, because Soldier, if you walk up with 12 niggas without like, yo, fam, can we talk? Like at least yell it out. Like, at least be like, yo, fam, can we talk? Can we do something? Because you can't, if a nigga knowingly knows he talks shit about you and he sees you. Like, a lot of niggas' first instinct is, oh, nigga, I'm with the smoke. What's up? I see you here. What's, like, it's gonna go down. And that's what happens. Soulja Boy wants to, I'm gonna keep it real. To me, Soulja Boy wants the impression of being tough and hard. And we all love Soulja Boy. We don't love Soulja Boy for the tough shit. We don't love him for that. We love him because he's funny. He's mad entertaining with literally anything and everything he does. Soulja Boy can just hop on Instagram Live and just videotape his life. We're entertained. But of course, Big Draco had to hop on Instagram Live after he washed that shit up out of his face. And I think he had this to say, man. Oh, man. Soulja, man. Let's see what Big Draco got to say about these shenanigans,
these
man.
These be scary as hell. What the fuck?
Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe.
Man, fuck your subscribe.
These be scary as hell, man.
Can y'all hear me?
Soulja Boy looking good. He looking healthy. Like he been drinking water.
These be scary as hell. These get on the internet, talk all this shit. Can y'all hear me or not? Oh my God, can y'all hear me or not, bro? My life f***ing up, bro. I'm trying to tell the story so I got shit to do. He said, on bloods, yeah, I can hear you. All right, bet, so look. These niggas be scary as hell, bro. These niggas get on the internet talking all this tough shit, all this crazy shit. And then when you see it, what? What? Just get the grabbing pepper spray out their purse, running and shit. Man, I don't want no smoke with none of you. If I knew that you niggas gonna get on the internet, talk all this gangster, all this crazy shit, and reach in your girl purse and start spraying pepper spray in the air, running while you like it's a trail. Running with pepper spray. What the? You niggas so scared of me. Y'all
you gotta pull out pepper spray out your bitch purse, running with pepper spray. What the fuck? I thought you was gangsters. Pulling out pepper spray and doing the dashboard. Stop talking about Big Draco. Stop saying my name. Got you pulling out pepper spray, doing the dash. Caught you with your bitch. Caught you with your bitch. Back and you thought this shit was sweet. Caught you with your bitch. He reached in his bitch purse, pulled out some pepper spray. What the fuck? What the fuck? Pulled out some pepper spray and sprayed it in the air. Nigga ain't even with the spreading in a circle. What's that? Scary ass nigga, man. What's wrong with this nigga? What's wrong with this nigga, bro? I ain't never seen a nigga in my life pull a pepper spray out his bitch purse and spray it in the air and take off running. Never. Never seen it. This nigga act like I was finna kill him, bro. This nigga said, ah!
Bro, I swear I'm fucking dead.
Draco. That nigga thought he seen a ghost when Big Draco popped up.
Stop playing.
So
this seen me almost shitting himself. I think that nigga shit on himself. Shit on himself. Reached in his girl purse and sprayed pepper spray in the air. I looked at this nigga like, my nigga. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Oh, man.
You talking about, man.
So, that was Big Draco's response to the whole controversy. And, of course, Charleston White didn't like what Soulja Boy had to say in response. So, of course, somehow this nigga found a flip phone in 2022 and decided to show us the video. And I, just to keep it real, bro, I can't see shit in this video, but I'm gonna play it anyway, see if I can get some good audio. But I still don't know what the fuck happened.
They stay getting in the van, wiping their ass, looking back at me. I'm still in the store. You see them? That's them getting in the van right there. And I'm giving drops. Listen what he say.
We in the building. Seven niggas approaching that nigga Mace Soulja Boy in the face, man.
We in the building.
It's the committee,
motherfucker. Play it again, y'all. Play it again.
What's going on out here, my guy?
Soulja Boy and them getting in the car. Look, they say I'm running. Look like they turn around wiping their ass.
So yeah, I couldn't see no faces. I didn't see Soulja. I did see Charleston White just standing there, people around him. Like, yo, the nigga just made Soulja. Nigga just made Soulja Boy in the face. Deadass B. Yo. This shit getting out of hand, man. I just wish both of these gentlemen would be safe and just leave the beef alone, man. Just, it's too much money out here to be made for y'all niggas to be bear macing each other and fucking pulling up on niggas with seven niggas, man. Like, Soulja Boy, you were making money. Relax. Why are you rolling around with seven niggas trying to roll up on an old man? Charleston White, why are you out here saying the crate? You know what? Get your money, black man. Get your money, man. It's none of my fucking business. Let me get off this shit, man. And other news, man. Some sad news. unfortunately, a young Dolph mural was vandalized in Memphis. Apparently, there was supposed to be a mural monument type of thing. It was basically commissioned by the family of Young Dolph and the Ida Mae Foundation. Work on it began 4 months ago as a local artist, Cameron Hill, started to paint a tribute at the King of Discounts Mini Mart in South Memphis on Tuesday. Hill took a break from the project after getting some hurtful messages. And so he paused for a day and returned, and the mural was vandalized. The artist was hoping to complete the mural on what would have been Young Dolph's 37th birthday on July 27th, but now the timeline has been disrupted, and it's just sad, man, because even after death, man, they came and tried to destroy.
I got commissioned to do a Young Dolph mural by his family out of Chicago and the Ida Mae Foundation. They commissioned me, they called me, they contacted me, and have been talking to me for the last 3 months about this project, about making a mural of him in South Memphis where he shot his famous 100 Shots video. They commissioned me to do it. And I just got people that's negative, man, hating on me and what I got going, who want to stop my motion in the city. And I know exactly who did this too. But one thing for sure, two things for certain, you ain't gonna stop me. You ain't gonna stop my motion. You ain't gonna stop nothing I got going on, man. I do everything out of my heart for the kindness out of my heart for the city of Memphis, man. I try to make my city look good, but you got a certain group of folks, man, who just hate my goods. You know what I'm saying? But you ain't gonna stop nothing. You ain't gonna stop my shine, bro. You ain't gonna stop nothing at all, man. I worked too hard and came too far to let somebody.
Yeah, man. So shout out, Cam. There's a video before he had actually stopped, and the mural was looking beautiful, man. It was looking beautiful. Just it would have been a dope tribute to Dolph. I'm not sure if he finished it. It looks. I'm looking at something right now. It's looking pretty finished. It looks pretty fire. But shout out Cam, the artist. In other news. In other news, man, Chris Brown is in headlines because people was tripping because he made his fans pay $1,000 for VIP tickets to basically meet Chris Brown at a meet and greet and take pictures and all that great shit. And people were tripping because it was $1,000. And then when the pictures came out, people were like, what the fuck? Like, y'all paid fucking $1,000 for Chris Brown jail pictures and shit. Like, bro, I seen this shit and said, yo, this is one of the fire shits ever, man. These people now have a permanent picture with the artist that they love and support so much, they'll pay $1,000 of their hard-earned money to meet him and take a picture with him. I just love the energy of just the fans who paid this and took a picture with him, because these are some of the greatest pictures ever, man. Like, they look like high school prom pictures. They look like jail pictures. Whatever the fuck you think they look like. They're fucking dope. Shout out Chris Brown, man. What else we got, man? This ain't even news for real. Like, niggas are haters, bro. I told you, man. Hating ass people, hating ass friends, man. You can't be around hating people, bro. You gotta learn how to curb that energy, man. Because people will hate. And speaking of hate, man, Rolling Loud, Miami has been this weekend. I have been watching a lot of performances from Rolling Loud Miami. I caught a couple of performances. I caught Ski Mask, which he was going crazy, man. Roland, the people at Rolling Loud really love him, and he's one of the pioneers of the Rolling Loud Festival, along with XXXTentacion. DJ Ski, I believe it is. My bad if I'm fucking up his name, but I really think they should have some equity in that festival, and I'd be really disappointed if the owners of that festival did not give Ski Mask the Slump God and the rest of XXXTentacion's crew and X's family some of you know, equity in the Rolling Loud brand, because Rolling Loud is everywhere, and then they're in New York, Miami, LA, Portugal, Brazil, they're everywhere, so they definitely should get some of those proceeds. But I haven't seen a lot of performances, man. Deuce was going crazy. Danny Towers was going crazy. I believe Kendrick performed there. I seen Key Glock perform there. I seen Saucy Santana perform. Seen Sweetie performing. Quavo popped out on the City Girls set, so to take off. Just a lot of people out there in Miami for Rolling Loud. I think my brother Jose is out there. Please, please be safe, bro. But one thing, man, that I seen controversy brewing at Rolling Loud. Apparently, Kanye West was supposed to headline at Rolling Loud. For some reason, I think he canceled, or they said, nah, we don't want Kanye no more. I believe he canceled, and I think Kanye was trying to get Travis Scott to replace him for the performance. Rolling Loud was like, nah, we not fucking with Travis Scott right now. He's too much of a liability. He can't perform. And obviously, Kanye not liking this. Travis being, you know, technically his family. Kanye's like, nah, bro, I'm not fucking with that. And Rolling Loud eventually replaced the Kanye open slot with someone that Kanye is very, very familiar. They replaced Kanye with Kid Cudi, and a lot has been going on with Kid Cudi and Kanye. As most of you know, Kanye West and his ex-wife Kim Kardashian are currently in the process of divorcing, and she's dating the comedian Pete Davidson. Kid Cudi actually being a friend of Pete Davidson, and I believe Kid Cudi was actually the person who kind of, you know, they were in pictures together, so a lot of people are speculating Kid Cudi was the person who introduced Pete to Kim and Kanye. And basically, in the whole divorce situation and the whole Kanye attacking Pete Davidson situation, Kid Cudi sided with Pete Davidson, which to me is a little weird, because a lot of us would not know Kid Cudi if it was not for Kanye. So to me, that was a little like, bro, like, Kanye West has changed your life. He basically changed your whole life. He changed your family's life. He literally put you on the main stage. He's I mean, yes, for sure, Kid Cudi has definitely helped Kanye's career a lot by writing for him, helping him with songs and things of that sort. But at the same time, without Kanye, without the genius of Kanye, a lot of us would not know and love Kid Cudi, because Kanye was the first person who put him on that pedestal for the world to see. And it's just sad that it's come to this, where I'm guessing Kid Cudi was forced to, you know, side with Pete Davidson, which to me is a little weird, but I don't know the relationship between those three, so who am I to judge, even though I am. But Kid Cudi replaced Kanye at Rolling Loud, and a lot of fans who came to Rolling Loud to see Kanye were really disappointed, and they kind of took it out on Kid Cudi. A lot of people were booing him, a lot of people were throwing things at him, and this happened.
Fucking leave. If I get hit with more fucking thing, if I see one more fucking thing on this fucking stage, I'm leaving. Don't fuck with me.
Okay, see, now if you're watching the video, this shit is dummy funny. Now, as soon as he says, don't fucking play with me, someone throws some shit at him, bro. And Kid Cudi proceeds to leave. Now, granted, when I first seen this, I'm sitting here like, bro, you have got to be one of the biggest bitches in the world, Kid Cudi. Like, are you serious? You was literally throwing a little bitch fit on stage. People are tossing things and getting excited and doing it, like that's lame as fuck. And especially the way he said it and just the anger he had, like, to me, it was like, what the fuck? Like, why are you talking to your fans like that? That's kind of crazy.
If I get hit with one more fucking thing, if I see one more fucking thing on this fucking stage, I'm leaving.
Yo, it's mad funny Kid Cudi cussing while his own voice is harmonizing his curse out in the background.
One more fucking thing on this fucking stage, I'm leaving. Don't fuck with me.
Literally, bro, a quarter of a second after he said don't fuck with me, they throw more shit on the stage and he leaves, man. Now, I definitely can see this from an artist perspective, man. You're on stage, when you're on stage, a stage doesn't feel as big as the stage is. Like, you, when you're on stage, you feel like you can almost damn near fall off the stage. And yes, if you're on stage and people are throwing things, they could hit you, it could really seriously injure you, it could throw you off, it could do a lot of things. It's really distracting when people throw things on the stage. But to leave the whole entire show, I don't know if Kid Cudi had to give some of the money back that he received for this performance. I imagine not, because he showed up and he was performing. He just probably didn't feel adequately protected and safe while on stage. So yes, it's a valid gripe, it's a valid reason, but there's so many people there who love you, who are your fans. You can verbally hear people in the crowd like, oh man, come on, like, but nah, this is funny.
If I get hit with one more fucking thing, if I see one more fucking thing on this fucking stage, I'm leaving. Don't fuck with me.
I'm not gonna lie, bro. If I'm in that crowd, I'm throwing something at him as soon as he says it. Bro, who are you talking to, Kid Cudi? I get you're the man on the moon, but nigga, get out of here. But, yeah, later on in the show, Lil Durk came out to perform, and he brought out Kanye West. And the crazy shit, Kanye played a song that had Kid Cudi singing on it. He played Father Stretch My Hands, which is mad funny because he sings 90% of the song.
Shout out Cardi B for putting us on her single. Let's do it.
Schmirk. And just speaking about Lil Durk, because I was watching some of this performance, I literally tuned out right when this came on. So I'm like, I don't want to hear this new Cardi song. It wasn't my favorite. But to me, it was just like Lil Durk's performance. He's becoming a mega star. Like, just, you can tell by his live show performance how he has a band. I'm not sure if this is Travis Barker on the drums, but Lil Durk is just evolving before our eyes, and I love it. Then Kanye came out and performed his verse.
Why you playing? Reaching the cane, lose a hand. Where you stand? Yeah, where? Yeah, where? Where? Where they did that?
Mad funny. Yo, Kanye is mad petty. Just how he's dancing feels petty. Like, out of all the songs Kanye could have performed, he decided to choose the one while Kid Cudi's probably walking out of Rolling Loud, hearing his song just play, like, this nigga. He probably seen him backstage. Oh man, but just shout out Rolling Loud. I feel like the last day is going on today. I may just tune in for that. But yeah, man, there's some other shit that happened, but I need to get the fuck out of here, man. I'll definitely be back next week for just a better podcast, man. Oh, before I get out of here, they're telling me to talk about this, but they're saying monkeypox outbreak now a global emergency, declares World Health Organization. Basically saying on Saturday, World Health Organization announced that the monkeypox outbreak, which has now appeared in more than 70 countries, is an extraordinary situation. The global organization went on to say that the disease qualifies as a global emergency. The announcement has the potential to both increase investment in treatment for the illness as well as make the existing vaccines more scarce. We have an outbreak that has spread around the world rapidly through new modes of transmission, about which we understand too little and which meets the criteria in the international health regulations. Monkeypox is no by means a new disease. It has been found in Central West Africa for decades, and it's made its way to North America, Europe, and beyond. Yeah, man, be careful out here, man. New strains of COVID out here. Niggas just gotta be careful, man. I did want to talk about Fetty Luciano, Rowdy Rebel's brother, who has been arrested and charged with attempted murder at a pool party shooting. I'm praying this is not true. We will try and get more information about it next week, but just praying for Fetty, praying for Casanova as well, and praying for all the people in Indiana. There was a mall shooting. Just you know what I'm saying, call your friends, call your family, pray for them. Just love, man. Just thank you so much for tuning in, tapping in with your uncle, man. I love y'all so much. You know, when y'all come in here, it's always a vibe. It's always love. You know your uncle's gonna do nothing but keep it real with you, tell you the truth, and you know, just give you some game while I'm at it, man. So I just appreciate y'all tuning in, tapping in. It really, really means the world. I'm up late. I gotta work in like 3-4 hours. I'm only gonna get like 2-3 hours of sleep. But I'm in here doing this podcast for y'all, man, because this means the world to me. This means everything to me, man. It's a way that I can express myself and get just whatever I want to say out to the world. I love speaking to y'all. This is what I do, man. I speak, I talk, I conversate, and I just appreciate anyone out there, all my family members who listen and just tap in with me, man. But I'm going to let y'all go. Rock out to some music. Rock out to my friends. You know what I'm saying? Don't be a hating ass friend. Be a good friend. Be a best friend. And like always, man, wash your hands, brush your teeth, floss, wash your ass, stay safe, and most importantly, man, stay dangerous. I love y'all.
Over. All my diamonds hit no light, bitch, you would think they solar. Real for the nigga from Miami to the cola. I don't talk on iPhones, you can hit my Motorola. I been E1 Reezy way before I came a soldier. Sippin' on this goose cause you won't like me when I'm sober. Free my little brother, hold it down until it's over. Finna go get me a cap, but fuck it, I might grab the Rover. Y'all this shit so nasty, beat it down up in the backseat. Soon as I get done, like fuck it, call that hoe a taxi. I been going state to state, I can't stay out them B&Bs. I been working hard, now look at me, bitch, I be overseas. With Gucci tees, and I got some shit that you ain't never seen. Balenci jeans, and I keep Celine, off white and Supreme. Take a it to the telly, booty bouncing like a trampoline. I been living life, I swear this shit here feel like a dream. I can't trust a nigga or a bitch cause I ain't into that. Niggas they be sleeping on the ground, they on the internet. Shawty, she so nasty, beat her down and I'm all in the net. Give me a check, but I don't post it, I don't like the flex. Shout it, she so bad, she get a drip from Fashion Nova. All my diamonds hit no light, bitch, you would think they solar. Real Florida nigga from Miami to the cola. I don't talk on iPhone, you can hit my Motorola.
Yes, sir, Ski. Once again, man, thank you so much for tuning in, tapping in. I love y'all so motherfucking much. Stay safe. And most importantly, man, stay dangerous. Your uncle's out, man. I love you. I'm out.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. They giving tours through the hood. Show the homies around. Just don't leave before it's over like Antonio Brown. Don't wait till you hear I'm important, trying to throw me a pound. I decline it like the phone calls I didn't answer. I ain't your regular New York nigga that's in Atlanta. Uncle getting cancer, caught it fast. I've been through so much pain. I want the good news before the bad, all in the past. We don't trip on them non-believers. Gotta peep, it gets deep like the dish on Chicago pizza. Please, sir, could I have some more? Mind twisted like Oliver. I've been back and forth. Had to spike the drugs down, heard the cops coming. Dak Prescott on the fourth down with the clock running. It's game over. And black people with all they fake cousins, we not cousins. Please don't call me bro, nigga. We not brothers, tired of it. The other day I saw my brother H say the devil's working. Imagine a nigga that never complains, says he's hurting. We gotta check on our strong people as well. When in heaven on earth, all we saw was evil and hell. They all deceived us and failed. They toss and leave us in jail. And still we take chances. Shout to all my hustlers, all competing for sales. Let's prevail. Yeah. Can you feel it in your soul, nigga? Can you feel it in your soul, nigga? Can you feel it in your soul, nigga? You feel it in your soul. Feel like everything we've been through. Got all of these young niggas feeling like they old, nigga. Can you feel it in your soul, nigga? Can you feel it in your soul, nigga? Yeah. I said if Kanye gotta ask for permission to see his daughter on her birthday, why they don't want her to see her father, I wonder. $4 billion, he made history. But till he could see his kids when he want, he ain't rich to me, literally. The streets wanna own you, don't it? This beat smell like soul food, don't it? I'm talking candy yams with the marshmallows. And we still had a family planned in this dark ghetto. As a young nigga, wildin' becoming a man. We ain't know the ice cream man had drugs in his van. The plot thickens. We all tryna make it out the hood, so we not different. Some hustle, some sit up on the block chillin'. We all had a choice, you wonder why you not winning. Can you feel it in your soul, nigga? Can you feel it in your soul, nigga? Knowing everything we been through. Got all of these young niggas feeling like they old niggas. Can you feel it in your soul, nigga? Can you feel it in your soul, nigga? Yeah.
So, heard Harris say he spiked the drugs down. Well, I spiked them up. Ran paper to me, it's chillin'. Tell me why my life sucks. Starbucks without the coffee. Waking up with hand, I sin. Take a shot, get the brand. Homies do not off. Ain't trying to die by you. Die by you. When I stayed true, but what did you do? So I turned your back on me. Love and loyalty just like a track on me. Play that shit back. Back to back, I'm hearing that shit. But knowing that shit isn't facts. Whack, you ain't 100. I never side with a snitch for shit, no money. Feeling the feeling, why 3,000 turned down to show money. Fuck the hoes, coming, my soul running. Long live dog, shit sounding off. When a real one still supposed to be here with his kids or boss. I might laugh a little but cry like the niggas throwing cross. Every loss ain't a loss. Watch the ones who want it, that one is something to offer. Nigga just be talking.
Yeah, can you feel it in your soul, nigga? Can you feel it in your soul, nigga? Can you feel it in your soul, nigga? Feel like everything we've been through. Got all of these young niggas feeling like they old, nigga. Can you feel it in your soul, nigga? Can you feel it in your soul, nigga? Yeah.